Today, our question actually comes from Derek, who wrote to us and said, what does it mean when a wine has a cloudy color to it? Does that mean that the wine is bad?
Derek, it doesn't mean that the wine is bad, but it does mean that there's an issue with it. The good chance that you're still going to be able to drink it, but cloudy wine falls into that broad category, and maybe we can discuss that a little bit further in our segment here, but of wine faults. For some wine faults, a little bit is just fine. A lot of it is not too good, okay, to the point where it can really spoil. But wine cloudiness can be caused by so many different things. The main culprits are a haze that comes from metal, contact with metal. And if you go to wineries, you'll see that all containers that are metal are stainless steel, because stainless steel does not react with wine. But aluminum and copper and zinc and iron, like straight steel kind of iron, give the wine a haze. Okay, that's why all the materials in wineries are stainless steel. And it's a necessity now for wineries to operate that way.
But a little bit of cloudiness doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad bottle, right?
No, it's not a bad bottle, unless it's one of the other causes, like oxidation. Oxidation on a white wine can sometimes provide a little bit of cloudiness in addition to a browning of the color. Browning meaning anywhere from kind of an onion skin, a yellow onion skin color, to an orange, to a deep caramel, to a brown. Those are flaws that sometimes have some cloudiness associated with them too. So those are not real appealing to me as a wine flaw. You know, cork taint, vinegar smells, rotten egg smells, etc. All those things are wine faults, and maybe we'll delve deeper into those in a future segment. But cloudiness in and of itself can be a visual, you know, I'm not real nuts about that, but it doesn't always mean that the wine is bad.
Okay. So chances are we could enjoy that bottle of wine, and then it would be cool to get like that same bottle that doesn't have the cloud in, and you could probably taste the difference, you think?
I think you can. That's right. What you'll see is probably a smoother balance on the palate with the non-cloudy interpretation. But if the wine is cloudy, there's a good chance that the next bottle will be cloudy too, because the cloudiness typically came from it during its production rather than specific to that bottle. But if you find another bottle that's not cloudy, it'd be a fascinating experiment to do.